All right. So here's a follow-up. Primetime follow-up. Hello?
Yes. I am here.
Great. God, I thought you passed out over there.
No.
So Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, has responded to the Pablo Torre report.
I actually have a little 20-second clip from SportsCenter. Would you like that?
I would, but let me tee this up first. So if you didn't hear us talking about this earlier in the week, this was the situation. Pablo Torre, on his podcast, this was earlier in the week, he came out and said that the Clippers circumvented the salary cap to sign Kawhi Leonard back in 2019. And they did it by partnering, well, it was like a phony deal with this company called Aspiration, which was a celebrity-endorsed tree company.
Yeah.
And so that Aspiration company, which was a sponsor of the Clippers, it was like a $300 million sponsorship deal.
Yeah.
From 2021 to 2023, just filed for bankruptcy. And in the bankruptcy filing, Torre got his hands on all the financials and all the stuff that came out. And Steve Ballmer was an investor in Aspiration, $50 million. And they had Kawhi Leonard on the payroll, and he never did anything for Aspiration. $28 million, and I think they're saying now another $20 million, maybe
something like that.
So like $48 million.
Yeah, I heard 50. So 48.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
So so Ballmer and the Clippers released a statement. I'll read you part of that, and then we'll play what he said on ESPN. But the Clippers statement in response to Pablo Torre's report was, neither the Clippers nor Steve Ballmer circumvented the salary cap. The notion that Steve invested in Aspiration in order to funnel money to Kawhi Leonard is absurd. Steve invested because Aspiration's co-founders presented themselves as committed to doing right by their customers while protecting the environment. After a long campaign of market manipulation, which defrauded not only Steve, but numerous other investors and teams, Aspiration filed for bankruptcy. Its co-founder, Joseph Sandberg, recently pleaded guilty to a $243 million fraud case. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Neither Steve nor the Clippers had knowledge of any improper activity by Aspiration or its co-founder until after the government initiated its investigation. There is nothing unusual or untoward about team sponsors doing endorsement deals with players on the same team. Neither Steve nor the Clippers had any oversight of Kawhi's independent endorsement agreement with Aspiration. So that's what the Clippers are saying.
Yeah.
Here was, and then Ballmer found his way to ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
He got a nice little 15-minute solo sit down with Ramona Shelburne.
Well, and believe me, they're being kind to him, because every one of the ESPN guys, all when this broke, all said the same thing. They were like, first of all, I love Steve Ballmer. I think he's great for the league. He's a great personal friend. But we should look into it. But he's a great, like, they are going to treat this with such kid.
Because ESPN, NBA.
Because ESPN, NBA.
Are in bed together.
Yes, they are all doing the, well, this is turning into a state-run PR campaign.
Well, the other deafening silence is that the most dialed-in insider in the NBA, Shams, hasn't said a word.
And he's at ESPN now, right?
Yes. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, so here's Ballmer on ESPN, a little bit of Ballmer on ESPN.
We, the Clippers, have abided by the salary cap circumvention rules because that's the right thing to do. And we have done that. I happen, for what it's worth, to think it's a very important rule in terms of promoting competitiveness and equal playing field across the league. But whether I agreed with it or not, it's the rule. And we've absolutely abided by that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he's claiming
I was waiting, by the way, for, not only is this an important rule, I was waiting for, I'm surprised in my investigation to find out how compliant we really are.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how compliant we are.
It's unbelievable, guys. I'm telling you. Okay, Steve.
So he is claiming that they signed Kawhi before all this went down with this fake company.
Yeah.
He says he put in $50 million, mm-hmm. but he didn't have any control of the company. He was not the main investor. There was somebody that put in apparently six times more than that.
Yeah.
He did not have a board seat. He had nothing to do with Aspiration other than investment. He then says that the company and Kawhi did their own deal, of which he had no idea the terms.
No.
He's playing dumb on the amount that Kawhi got, and he is also playing dumb on why the company would do that with Kawhi, why they would just pay him for nothing. He says the company was fraudulent. He got conned just the same. He lost $50 million in the deal. Yeah. Ramona asked him about that. He said, look, I've made some really good business deals in my life. I have also made some really bad ones. This is a bad one. I'm embarrassed. My team did look over the financials. And Ramona said, because she basically pushed back and said, well, how do you not see in your review of the company that it's fraudulent? He said, well, their financials were fake. And our team looked over it, and I got fooled. So that's what Ballmer is saying.
Again, I'm expected to believe that Kawhi Leonard was about to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers and said, no, I'm not going to sign with the Lakers, and had a bunch of weird, unnecessary demands. And that the Clippers, instead, out of nowhere, signed Kawhi Leonard, were willing to move heaven and earth to go get Paul George because Kawhi Leonard said, you have to do it before I go there, including trading a future MVP. And then a company that just so happened that you invested $50 million in, just coincidence, would shortly thereafter give the player of unreasonable demands who didn't really want to play for you, that wanted to be for the Lakers, but somehow ended up signing with you, gave him a $28 million deal for no apparent reason, where he had to do nothing. And there is an employee of said company that went on record saying, don't worry about this $28 million. It's to...
That's the part that was not asked. I mean, Ramona did not ask him about that.
They've got a bookkeeper. Even if you didn't have the bookkeeper, I would love Steve Ballmer to answer. You don't find it at all odd that the company that you invested $50 million in gave almost $30 million. By the way, by far the most any endorser had gotten, more so than Robert Downey Jr., more so than some of the biggest stars in the world who actually had to promote things for this company, but they just magically decided to give Kawhi Leonard, who no one's ever heard speak, they gave him $28 million for no reason, Steve. Oh, and by the way, did you notice in the contract, have you read through any of this?
Any of what?
The Kawhi Leonard's contract, the $28 million?
No.
It does say in there, this is a fun little thing as I dug through it, someone had pointed out and highlighted, one of the stipulations in the $28 million contract, would you care to guess what the poison pill was? If Kawhi Leonard no longer did this, he didn't get the $28 million? Play for the Clippers. If Kawhi Leonard no longer played for the Clippers, guess what happened to the $28 million? Yeah.
So Mark Cuban was on Pablo Torre's podcast today.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was yesterday. I don't know. I think it was
this morning, yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's worth a listen. Because I really like Cubes. I think Cubes is a smart guy. And Torre wanted to have him on. They were going back and forth on social media, and he finally said, just come on my damn podcast.
Yeah.
And so they hashed it out, and Cubans, and you can agree with this or not, but here's what Cuban thinks: there's no way Steve Ballmer's this dumb. He's like, dude, but what's weird about that is Ballmer appears dumb because he got hoodwinked so badly by this fake tree company. But I guess that does happen. It happens to smart people all the time. So it doesn't mean you're dumb if you signed a bad business deal with someone. But Cuban said that company, fake as it is, had a $300 million sponsorship deal with the Clippers. Mm-hmm. So they had an interest in the Clippers remaining good.
Oh.
That's what he said. So he said that's why they would pay Kawhi Leonard.
$28 million.
Yeah, that's what Cube said.
And then if he left, he got, I mean.
Because they stole the money. I mean, basically they stole the money. Right, this company.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
They stole the money, then they invested in the Clippers, and so to them, it's no skin off their back to pay Kawhi because it's all stolen money. They just want the Clippers to be good so they can make money off their sponsorship deal. Yeah. Right, like so they're robbing these guys, and it was a fraudulent company. I mean, the guy is going to jail. Yeah. $250 million.
That's a good chunk of change.
But that, I don't know. It's a kind of a fascinating case.
Yeah.
And Torre, he kind of backed off a little bit, but I think he only did that because he was talking with Cuban.
Yeah.
And Cubes was on there saying, you know, Ballmer's not this stupid. So I don't know.
I love that the excuse is he couldn't be this dumb. I'm not certain. I'm really not.
I think they're saying that he would have covered his tracks.
Yeah, we every time someone gets caught red-handed, we always do that. They can't be this dumb. Guess what? Turns out people can be this dumb. I just that excuse drives me bananas. Like, you get caught red-handed doing something, you're like, well, he couldn't be this dumb to leave the paper trail. You're like, well, you just did.
And sometimes there's that, well, who's going to blow the whistle? Who's going to say anything attitude? And it's like, well, somebody who gets their hands on it, that's who.
I would also like them to explain away the bookkeeper literally saying, yeah, we were told don't worry about the $28 million. That's for Kawhi. That's the workaround. Explain it away.
Well, the latest is
like that exact language.
Yes. I'm not paraphrasing. That is what they said. Of course, now we're going to get the fake news. You can get anyone to say anything.
So the latest is that Pablo Torre, or the NBA, yeah, is investigating, and they have hired the same company that investigated Donald Sterling,
yeah,
and Robert Sarver.
Okay.
And both of those guys,
yeah, got
in some pretty, yeah, hot water with the NBA. So we'll see what comes of it.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
I think it helps that Steve Ballmer is the richest man in that league, but we'll see.
All right, coming up next, let's take a look at the top college football games of the weekend.
There's not many.
On the Fan.